B'tachon for Life, Shir 1798, Yom Revi B'Shabbos, Parshas Kairach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yeshuas. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Yeshuas B'Kariv B'Seich Shai Yisrael. The next level of B'tachon after Machse, after feeling sheltered by the Rabbeinu Shloilam, is Teicheles. Teicheles is a more intense level, which is important to understand because when a person's going through a prolonged difficulty, Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes you have to lean back on earlier levels like Tikva, which is a more passive approach, or Machse. Teicheles is anticipation that the Rabbeinu Shalom will save you. You're not just hopeful, and you don't just live under the shelter of the Rabbeinu Shalom and you're kind of assuming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. But rather you're anticipating the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua. It's a much more intense feeling of a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom that you know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to help you, or anticipating Him helping you. Do you know 100%? No. But you're miyachel. You're anticipating it to happen. That's the most accurate description of Teicheles. So again, a person's going through a difficulty. He could be hopeful, hope that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to help him. He could have machsa, which is a little bit of a different approach like we explained. It's more that you slide yourself under the shelter of the Rabbeinu Shalom. You feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you, and therefore you assume the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to help you. And that brings you to Teicheles. Teicheles means you anticipate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. So it's built on the foundations of the previous levels. It's actually halfway through the levels of B'tachon. It's built on the trust of Mivtach and on the fact that you lean on the Rabbeinu Shalom and Mishan and the fact that you're hopeful, that's Tikva. You seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter. You're under the Rabbeinu Shalom's shelter. That's Machse, and therefore you anticipate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. It's important to understand that not necessarily in every situation do you start from the bottom up. Sometimes in certain circumstances a person could just have Teicheles. But that's what it is. You understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom has an endless love for you. You understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom has easy way out for any situation that you're in. You understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom just wants you to rely on Him. And that's it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants that relationship. And therefore you anticipate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you the Yeshua.